Along Pasadena, just off Blanco north of downtown, Matt the maintenance man is frustrated. He's paid to take care of this boarding home and the residents. He says he needs the tools to do his job. The grass has never been this high, he says. I talked to him from the curb to respect the no trespassing sign on the gate.
Is it nice inside?
It's clean. It needs to be fixed a couple places, but she's got contractors coming and looking at it.
She is Doreen Silva, the owner of this Los Angeles Heights neighborhood home where 11 residents live. The city says according to the home's current zoning, only 6 should be living here, but that's just the start of the problems. San Antonio's Development Services Department Director Rod Sanchez says the city cited nearly 100 violations that haven't been taken care of yet, even after a year of notices.
We have structural violations, we have plumbing violations, we have electrical violations, we have mechanical violations, even fire violations. So, you know, they don't have a sprinkler system. So you got to remember, this is a vulnerable population. They're disabled. They're elderly. So in the event of a fire, they need some extra help to get out of there.
The property manager, Stephen Kennedy, worries about where the residents will go when they leave. Some of them, he says, have lived here for more than a decade. Kennedy agrees some of the repairs need to happen and doesn't fault the city for pushing for that, but he says the residents don't have to move because the fixes can be made with them there.
If they were life-threatening a year ago and they're the same complaints they're making now, why didn't they do anything to protect the residents? The reason is they're not life-threatening. There are no rats in there. There are insects. Everybody gets insects. We have a bug control guy come by and spray them.
Not everyone is on board with Kennedy's testimony. Across the street, Lupe Villarreal thinks the city's move is a good one.
They're going to shut it down. Do you think that's a good idea?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, because that lady ain't doing shit for them. I'm just taking their money. I know that.
And the driver from one of the local treatment centers who dropped off a resident during our visit but didn't want to be identified,
to be honest with you,
says she doesn't like bringing her patient here because of how they're living. The new boarding home ordinance, adopted by the city council in late 2012, doesn't aim to punish the boarding home owners. That's why Sanchez says the city didn't pursue a court appearance, but rather the option that'll get the place in better shape faster.
From our standpoint, it shuts down the home, and we put these people in safer places and get them out of harm's way, and we do it quicker. So we were happy to settle it. Had we gone to court, I think the same would have happened. It may have taken a little bit longer.
Since 2012, the city reports that 100 residents have been placed in safer conditions. The ordinance requires boarding home owners and operators to follow fire, health, and zoning requirements. The city has inspected more than 2,000 homes and has already closed 7 properties. A majority of boarding homes, Sanchez says, still need to come into compliance.
There's still quite a bit of work that has to be done to get all these other homes into full compliance with our ordinance.
Windows, I've got screens. All you got to do is buy me another roll of screen.
As Matt, the maintenance man, walked around the house frustrated, I asked him if he feels he's doing the right thing by the residents and the condition of the home. He says he is. City leaders feel they are too. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.